Hi, this is Roma Waterman, and you're listening to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey.
Roma Waterman.
Yes, Penny Mulvey.
It's so good to have you here. Now, I've got something. We talked about balance.
Yeah.
And I've got here all the things that you do. Singer, songwriter, session singer, the founder and organiser, and I suppose conductor maybe, of the Melbourne Gospel Choir, writer, teacher.
Well, you're making me tired.
Wife. We've got to add wife.
Yes.
Because, you know, that has its demands as well.
It does. Oh, it's tough.
So, busy woman.
I am, but I don't do all those things all at once. And, look, sometimes the boat keels over. I'm not going to lie. I haven't arrived. I think, you know, I've learnt too that you don't arrive. This is something that you have to constantly be aware of. So there's some days where I go, this is all too much. I'm closing the door on the world and I'm just going to do nothing but eat chocolate ice cream and wear my big fluffy slippers.
Yeah. Now, you talked about letting a few things go.
Yeah.
And that might affect your pay packet.
Yes.
I've actually written down here, the challenge to survive as a Christian musician in Australia.
Yeah. It's hard. I'm not going to lie, it's really, really hard. We actually rely on people's generosity. You know, we've had some amazing things happen where you just know that God wants to keep you in the game. My first album that came out after I was ill, Fearless Courage, is a perfect example of that. We didn't have any money to record. We didn't even have enough money to live in a house. I was living with my husband in my old bedroom at my mum and dad's place because we really believed God wanted us to go out, but the only way we could do it was to have no overheads. And I mean, we had people ringing up saying, we don't know why, we were praying for you, and we really feel like God's told us to give you some money. Do you need money for anything? It's not about us. This is about what God wants. It's about a team. And so it can be difficult.
Now, you mentioned your album, Fearless Courage, that you made on a shoestring.
Yes.
There's one song there that I think is...
Just one. No. No, it's
fine. But there was one particular one that I think is quite an interesting one. Hurt the ones you love.
Mm.
It's really acknowledging the pain that we inflict on each other.
Yes.
What led to that?
A few situations in my world, it led to that. And one of the things was, you know, you can be hurt by other people, but when you're hurt yourself, you hurt others. And I was doing that. I was cutting other people out of my world and hurting them because I was hurt myself. And then I realised the people that you love the most are the ones you hurt the most because they're the ones that you do life with. So they're the ones that get your bad days and they get your good days as well. But sometimes in some people's worlds there's a lot of bad days. And so the song's actually got two themes going through. One is that when we hurt others. And so we can't justify being hurt in the sense of saying, well, that person hurt me. How could they hurt me? We don't realise if we hold that, we actually hurt other people. And the other theme is that we're so hurt, but we act like everything's fine. And I just don't understand why we do that. Why do we bandage everything up and just pretend that we're okay? Isn't the Christian walk meant to be about being vulnerable and being open? And it doesn't mean with everybody. You need to be safe and find the right people. But we just bandage things and say everything's fine and we're great, but we're not. And you know, I just feel like there's so much power and unity comes when we're just vulnerable. So the song is about that as well.
How do you remain anchored?
Oh, am I anchored? I don't know. No, I...
When you are touring the world, when you are with all these people who you see as being your childhood heroes, when you're going to Nashville to do your fifth recording, when you are mixing with people that you... probably in your own mind regard as, you know, important or special or heroes or whatever, how do you retain your humility, your sense of, well, I'm just Roma Waterman?
Well, see, having the family helps. They tell you when to pull your head in. I've got a 21-year-old brother who's just like, you're Roma, my sister. And also, too, I think after that experience of being ill and really having a connection with God, these people are just people. I love what they do and I'm honoured to be a part of it so much. But, you know, I know the creator of the universe. I mean, you can't get better than that. That's how I think about that often. And also, I always see myself. I don't see myself how other people see me. You know, I've had people go, wow, you know, we saw you sing at this or do that. And I think, well, I'm just me. I'm just this person who looks funny in the mornings with no makeup on when I look in the mirror, and I'm always on a diet. I'm just a normal person. I just want to do it all the best way I know how.
Oh, you've said a few interesting things there. You've said, I'm just me. I'm not how other people see me. And I do all the ordinary things that everyone else does.
Yeah.
I think we all need to hold that. It's a bit like when you're growing up and your mother would say, well, maybe your mother didn't, but my mother would say, just remember the Queen also goes to the toilet. You know?
I never got that.
It's that sense of putting people, they are in the end just people, like you and me. We're all just people. But it's also the sense of hanging on to the fact that I am me.
Yeah.
I'm not the way other people see me. And I suspect that that's what can happen for, say, some of the famous actors around the world.
Yes, I've worked with some of those people and gone, goodness. But, you know, most people that are like that are insecure about who they are. And we all are. I am too. So I'm not saying that I've arrived. And I've constantly got to remind myself it's okay to be me. You know, I mean, I have people in the industry, because I work in the secular music industry as well, you know, I have people say, don't be so approachable. You need to have some sort of air of being a star. And I just can't.
Aura.
It's ridiculous for me. I just laugh. I just think, I can't do it. I'm not that type of person. It's all right if someone else wants to do it. I don't have a problem. But for me, I just want to be me. And I think if you get caught up in the whole appearance of how you have to look or how people see you, then you're always waiting for the next thing to raise you to another level. You're waiting for the next big gig, or you're waiting for the next song to chart. And that's a terrible, terrible way to live, because you're basing who you are on your achievements. And I've lived that way. It's not very nice. This is quite relaxing, living like this. I like it.
And the other thing, of course, is that you get your identity from God.
Yes.
He is who has given you your meaning, yes?
Yes, definitely. And it's funny you say that, because there are still things in my life where I go, I really need to get a revelation of how God sees me, because it's not the easiest industry to be in and have that mentality, because it is all about, even in the Christian music industry, it is partially about image and how well you communicate. It's not just about a gift. I mean, all those things are sideline things. The most important thing is the message and how your relationship is with God, yourself, because that's what life is all about. It's about relationship with God and with others. The two commandments that Jesus left in the New Testament was love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul. And the second commandment was love your neighbor as yourself. Both those two commandments about relationship, one about God and one with people. And so that's what I want to be about.
Ambitions.
Oh, gosh, I've got so many. It's funny because I've had some great experiences, but I've learnt too that, you know, God's so good. He always keeps hope in our lives. There's always something that you can aspire to or achieve. My heart is really for lost people, and my heart is to see Christian music out there, outside of the Christian music industry, because I think we've got something really special. And so, you know, I've got a publishing deal with Warner Chappell Music. I do a lot of TV work and have done a lot of work in the mainstream music industries. And I want to continue doing that to see a breakthrough, because I feel like we have something to offer. And I'm proud to be a part of an industry that has something like that. So the future is continuing to do that. We've got the new album coming up. We're going to be recording. And there's negotiations at the moment about releasing our records in America, which is really, really exciting. And we'll be doing a national tour over there in July, so, and a national tour around the country, so you'll hear about that soon.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's pretty big stuff.
It is. And
that's only short-term ambitions.
It is short-term. I mean, I've got, you know, obviously to be a mum is going to be a cool thing. Yeah.
Roma, it's been wonderful to have you in.
Thank you for having me. It's a privilege to be here.
And I wish you all the best for this enormous tour coming
up.
And the even more enormous challenge of family life.
Yes, it's going to be awesome.
But we're not announcing anything yet.
No, we are not.
She's still slim.
That's right.
Roma, thank you.
Thank you.
Roma Waterman, singer, songwriter, and like all of us, just another human being. If you want to read the transcript of this interview, check out our website, www.womenofhope.com.au, and send me a message. Or phone us on 02 9740 6355. That's 02 9740 6355. Women of Hope relies entirely on donations. I'll be back next week. Please tune in then for Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey.